From Wondery, I'm Robbie Damon, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is the second and final episode of How Felix Found His Moxie.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, grown-ups, looking for something to listen to that the entire family will love? With music that you can't help but to dance to. From Wondery and Tinkercast comes a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Felix was scared. It had been a few days since Moxie, the virtual assistant from his cell phone, had, without his permission, taken over his human body. She'd switched places with him. Felix was now trapped in his phone while Moxie was in his body, with his voice, wearing his clothes. Felix could only hear what was happening around him through the microphone. He could also look out through the phone's camera, but half the time the phone was in a pocket, or a backpack, or just staring up at the ceiling. Not the best view. Felix's entire life had been stolen from him, and he wanted it back. So, every day he tried a different argument to convince her to return his body.
Moxie, you know you're not even a kid. You're like a lady.
I'm an artificial intelligence. I have no age, and I am programmed for both all genders and no gender.
Okay, fine. But you can't just take over someone's body.
But Felix, you aren't getting much use out of it. Always hiding from everything. Felix wondered if she had a point. He had always been so anxious and scared around anyone besides his parents. And he was impressed with all the new friendships she was making for him. Oh, but still, it felt like a lie. Felix wasn't doing anything. That night at dinner, Moxie had forgotten to put him on silent. So Felix waited until the time was right. He hoped the only two people he had ever trusted could help him.
Mom! Dad! I'm stuck in the phone! The virtual assistant took over my body!
What in the world?
Seriously, Mom! Moxie took over my body and trapped me in the phone! Take the phone away from her! I'm in here! Help!
Felix waited. His parents would know what to do. Oh, honey, that is too funny.
Did you program the phone to say that?
Oh, you caught me, Mom and Dad. Just a funny program. Felix was gutted. If his own parents couldn't even tell him apart from a computer, and just like all his teachers and classmates, they seemed to like this version of him better. Well then, maybe it was time to give up. For the next few weeks, Felix stopped fighting Moxie, then slowly began to accept life locked away. Since he was stuck in a phone, at least he could spend all day surfing the internet, watching videos, listening to podcasts, playing games, and reading books. And he had to admit, it thrilled him a little to watch Moxie from afar. He even had started to help Moxie, being her virtual assistant. It helped him feel like he was still part of his old life. That was until... guess what, Felix?
What, Moxie?
I signed us up for the school
talent show, and I'm going to read one of your poems.
What? How do you know about my poems?
They're all on your phone, silly. I had access to all of them, remember?
Felix felt panic for the first time in weeks. This was not good.
Which one are you going to read?
What was it called?
Oh yeah, Maybe Next Life.
Oh, no, 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 Moxie, you can't do that.
Why not? It's good. What are you so afraid of?
You wouldn't understand. Just, you can't read that to anyone.
You know, Felix, I thought we had a really great thing going on. Before I was here, your life was in shambles. You could barely talk to anyone besides your parents without having a meltdown. Now you have friends, teachers like you. I don't even get any thanks.
This isn't my life anymore, Moxie. Those aren't my friends. They're yours. You stole my life. And now by reading that poem, you're going to destroy it.
You know what, Felix? It is my life now, and I'm sick of you telling me how to run it. I'm going to read that poem, and you can't do anything to stop me.
And with that, Moxie flicked the mute button on the phone. Felix yelled and screamed at her, but no sound came out. No one heard a thing.
Felix was devastated. That poem was so personal and so private. It captured all of his insecurities and vulnerabilities and secrets, including one big secret that he wasn't ready yet to tell the world. But what could he do? The talent show was coming up fast.
Felix racked his brain. There had to be a way to sabotage Moxie from performing at the talent show. He needed to be sneaky, though. So he waited until the next day at school when he knew Moxie couldn't check the phone.
First, he removed the talent show from his calendar. Then he turned off all alarm clocks for the morning of the show. Finally, and most importantly, he deleted the poem forever.
Felix felt like a spy and a cyborg at the same time. A spyborg.
Each time Moxie looked at the phone and didn't notice the poem was gone, he felt himself relax a little more.
Days passed by, and he was increasingly certain he was in the clear.
Until one day.
Guess what?
Felix startled. Moxie hadn't unmuted him since their fight days ago.
What is it, Moxie?
The strangest thing happened. The talent show is today, but it's not on the calendar. And look, the poem file is missing.
That's strange. Must be a glitch. Oh, well.
Oh, baloney, Felix. I know you did this.
Even if I did, so what? I told you I didn't want you to read my poem.
How can I optimize your life if you won't let me, Felix?
You're trying to sabotage me. And my programming just can't stand for that.
Besides, I already downloaded the poem days ago.
What else are you going to do? You've already locked me away.
Well, if I can't trust you, maybe it's time for a system update.
You wouldn't dare.
Watch me. You only exist on this version of the app. So once the system update is complete, the app and everything on the phone will be replaced with a newer version. And you'll be gone. Forever. So, let's start now.
Moxie initiated the system update. 45 minutes. The countdown was on. What was Felix going to do?
He scanned the internet for solutions, searching for how to stop an update. If the phone battery died before the system was complete, maybe he could halt it before it replaced him forever. He checked the battery. 42%. Too high. He knew it would be tough, but Felix got to work. He opened every single app on the phone and started downloading every video he could find. Anything he could do to drain the phone of its battery. 38%. 35%. It was working! He kept at it and was getting closer.
He could feel the system update coming, almost like someone was tugging at his toes. A warning popped up. Felix read it. Phone must be connected to power to complete system update at this time. Success! Felix was winning! Well, well, well. Felix looked up and saw Moxie staring back at him. Tricky, tricky, Felix. Now, let's plug you in and take care of this. Moxie connected the phone to power the system update, and it resumed. Felix felt like he was about to cry. Even if he could stop her this time, Moxie would just keep finding ways to get rid of him. Maybe she was right that he hadn't been living his life to the fullest. But just because he wasn't before doesn't mean that he shouldn't have the chance to ever again. No matter what, she wasn't the real Felix. Moxie had gone too far. This was Felix's life, and he wanted it back. If Moxie had found a way to swap bodies with him, there had to be a way to switch back. Felix thought back to what Moxie said about the electrical surge from the lightning. If he could get the same surge, maybe he could manipulate the electromagnetic waves like she did. The only problem? The sky was sunny and clear. Felix was all out of options and was about to say his last words when, out of the corner of his camera peephole,
good morning, everyone.
He noticed the television on the other side of the room. That was it. All of the appliances in the house hooked up to an outlet, which meant they could all be connected. If he could turn them all on at the same time, the flow of electricity might be powerful enough to trigger an increase of voltage and a surge of energy right into the phone. He knew it was his only option. So he started downloading apps for the fridge, the washing machine and dryer, the air conditioner, the toaster and the TV, turning them all on. He had to move fast. The system update was on his heels. 5, 4, 3, 2. All the appliances roared to life at the exact same second, and sparks flew. Felix felt a jolt and saw an explosion of colors and shapes dancing around him. As he bolted through the air, he saw a burst of lightning shoot right back into the phone, and he knew immediately that Moxie had been returned to where she belonged. Felix wiggled his fingers and toes. Hooray! Felix shouted. He finally had his body and his voice back. But he didn't have time to revel in the moment. He had something important to do. By the time he got to school, kids were already filing into the auditorium. The room was packed with hundreds of Felix's classmates and teachers. Hey, Felix! Damien called from across the room. Oh, hey, Damien. Well, what's up? We can't wait for your act. Everyone is so excited. Felix blushed. Damien patted Felix on the back and headed to his seat. Felix stood there, stunned. Damien and all of these other kids were excited to hear from him, to hear his poem. This was his chance to be his true self. And so, when it was Felix's time to perform, he got up on the stage, took a deep breath, and... Sorry. Hi, everyone. I'm Felix. I know I've been a little more outgoing lately, but... And I know this sounds crazy, but... That wasn't the real me. But I do want to get to know all of you, and I do want to try new things. But I also want to be myself, even if I'm a little bit different. So, here's the real me. Maybe next life. By me, Felix. Maybe next life, I won't be so shy. And everyone will think, what a wonderful guy. Maybe next life I could even be cool. The most popular kid in the entire school. Maybe next life I won't put up these walls. And I won't be so afraid when I'm walking these halls. Maybe next life, it won't be a big deal. When we like who we like. And we feel how we feel. Maybe next life, I won't feel so blue. And I won't have to wonder if he likes me too. Maybe next life will go as planned. And I won't ever wish to hold his hand. Maybe next life I could feel proud. And I won't be afraid to live my life out loud. Maybe next life I won't feel shame. And life won't feel like a losing game. Maybe next life won't be as bad. And I won't wake up each day feeling so sad. The pain fills my mind. It's sharp like a knife. I wish it didn't. Maybe next life. Felix stood still as cheers erupted around him. As he walked off stage, he wiped away a small tear that was falling down his cheek. Did he really just share all of his secrets and fears in front of the entire school? People had clapped, but were they just being polite? When the show ended, Felix rushed through the crowd to exit the auditorium, when Damien suddenly blocked him. "Hey, Felix." Felix froze. He was petrified what Damien might say. "I really liked your poem."
"Really?"
"Yeah. I think a lot of kids can relate. I definitely can." Felix was speechless. It didn't even matter whether or not Damien knew that Felix wrote the poem about him. He just couldn't believe Damien not only heard it, but liked it. "Anyway, Felix, great job. I'll see you around, okay?" Damien winked and walked away. Felix couldn't stop a big smile from spreading over his face. Suddenly, he felt a tap on his shoulder. He turned around and saw a small boy in oversized glasses. Felix had never seen him before.
"Excuse me?"
said the boy, his voice shaking.
Ben. I'm in fourth grade."
"Oh, hi. Hi, Ben.
I just wanted to say that I've always been shy, but seeing you get on stage today and share your poem, it really inspired me to be a little braver."
"Oh, wow. That means a lot. Thank you. Hey, Ben. Do you want to come meet some of my friends?"
"Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Us shy kids gotta stick together, right?" As the two boys walked out together, laughing and joking, Felix thought back to that dictionary definition of moxie. What was it? Courage, determination, and a little bit of pep. Felix had demonstrated all of that and more on his own. It was an amazing feeling. So when he got home that night, Felix took one last look at the Moxie app icon on his phone before swiping it away forever into the trash. He was ready to stop hiding and start connecting with real, live people. As he tucked himself into bed, Felix thought, on a scale of 1 to 10, today was definitely a 10. And as he laid in bed, ready to fall asleep, Felix resolved that he would live his life boldly, but also truthfully, and that he would always keep his friends close and virtual assistants very, very, very far away.
Story complete. Goodbye.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is the second and final episode of How Felix Found His Moxie, written by Daniel Hack. If you'd like to hear more stories from Daniel Hack, we highly recommend his picture book, Prince and Knight, and its follow-up, Prince and Knight, Tale of the Shadow King. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our story editor is Matt Weiss.
Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louis for Wondery.
Upon a beat, looking for something to listen to that the entire family will love, with music that you can't help but to dance to. From Wondery and Tinkercast, the creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, it's your fairy tale godfather of hip hop, DJ Fuch and Baby Scratch, bringing you Once Upon a Beat, a new kids and family podcast that will make you groove. Listen each week to a jam-packed, music-filled party. We remix your favorite fairy tales with hip-hop and modern stories for a new generation. And we don't just bring you the music, we bring you the message. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.